This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thanks for staying with us here on The Morning Run. You're with Lynn, Julian and Sharitz. Now, Finance Minister Lim Guan Eng has said that one cannot take sides between development expenditure and managing debts, shining a light on the direction of the upcoming Budget 2020, which is due to drop on the 11th of October. He stated that the government has an advantage of not having a twin deficit because despite having a fiscal deficit, Malaysia currently enjoys a current account surplus. I think our surplus is something along the lines of 14.9 billion as of the second quarter of this year.
Yeah. So, and in all that is as a result of just the export number just surpassing our import. Despite the increase in development expenditure, what it means is that there is also an increase direct at about 50.1% to 51.2%. And Guan Eng has said development expenditure must continue, especially in critical areas such as hospital as well as public infrastructure.
Yeah, I'm not sure whether the finance minister is gunning for a policy for more spending, is trying to lay it down easy for the nation to accept a higher fiscal deficit. Although he did say that, all right, Malaysia would maintain that target of around almost 3.5% of budget deficit to GDP. Also, the mention of a twin deficit is very interesting because this hypothesis is about how the budget deficit that arises from more spending is not covered by national savings rate, right? Mm. The national savings rate goes down and therefore that necessitates you to borrow from abroad, and therefore the twin deficit is not a very good thing. And Malaysia doesn't have that at this point in time. In fact, we are in a position to consider whether we can increase the deficit or we can raise taxes, as what some institutions are suggesting right now. The MIER, for example, is calling for the Malaysian government to consider reimposing the GST, which supported the economy to the extent of 40 billion, right? 40 billion ringgit to its budgetary coffers.
Now we have that shortfall, I think, of something to the tune of 22 billion.
Right? And if you imagine the entire budget is 300 billion and the national debt is 1 trillion, so every dollar counts.
Indeed it does. So now the MIER's proposal is for the government to reintroduce the GST at a lower rate of 3%. Now, YB Khairi Jamaluddin also said this when he was on the Breakfast Grill last year. And because the system did keep the government afloat when the crude oil price declined below $36 in 2015. Now, they have said the GST is a fair system because there is an exclusion clause that will protect the lower income or group as well, or the B40s. And we are running a poll on this morning. Do let us know what you think. That's over at the BFM Twitter account, at BFM Radio. Considering Malaysia's fiscal situation today, we're asking you, should the GST be reintroduced? Do let us know what you think. But the other thing that has come up that Finance Minister Lim Guan Eng has been speaking about is on managing 1MDB's debt, because he also mentioned that payments related to 1MDB would only increase over time before starting to taper off, but only after about 20 years. So for 2020 alone, they're looking at an increase in debt payment interest of up to 2 billion ringgit.
This is almost as long as it takes for the radioactive waste from Kuantan in Linus to decompose, right? The 1MDB debt, it's a very long time.
It has a radioactive half-life.
Exactly. You know, so we got to really be very cognizant of very little dollar that we have. I guess in the last election manifesto from Pakatan Harapan, they want to raise a lot of funds from the eradication of corruption. That's one way to do it. We have to be so intense and about managing those kind of leakages and outflows.
Yeah, but I think there's also that sentiment on the ground where people don't want to just hear about the government just pointing fingers, just putting the blame. At the same time, they want to move forward. Like it or not, people still want food to be put on the table and so forth. So there's also, I think Lim Guan Eng also mentioned about within the budget 2020, there's going to be an emphasis on, for example, creating more jobs. But the term that's being used here is reasonable pay. Whether or not what is reasonable pay, that will be interesting. It's been left vague. The focus is that they are now looking into identifying areas within the industry 4.0 as a new source of productivity and economy growth.
Yeah, this is always a bit of a question mark for me, right? When you use terms like reasonable pay, it's like you said, what is reasonable pay? And we did have that comment from one of the deputy finance ministers not that long ago about creating more bankable population.
That's
and
right.
We also don't really know what a more bankable population means. Mm. And this was something I discussed with the editor-in-chief of Focus Malaysia, P. Gunasegaram, on Pressing Matters on Monday. So if you want to listen to that conversation on the BFM app as well as on Spotify, you can find it there. But I guess one of the other ways that the government is looking into in order to really bolster their coffers is the digital tax, because there is some discussion over the fact that tax revenues could introduce by more than 2.4 billion ringgit, just a little small difference there between million and billion. 2.4 billion ringgit if the digital tax is introduced and if foreign service providers register for this 6% increase starting January 1st.
Yeah, I think it's a good tax. The policy recommendation here is to level the playing field between foreign entities, online entities that are operating in Malaysia. And if you put that into context, 2.5 billion is about one-tenth of that 20 billion hole mm-hmm. that the GST abandonment or abolishment left behind. So if you have 2.4 billion and then you reimpose the GST, that could raise an extra 20 billion. Of course, that is a capitulation, and whether this is palatable to the BH government is another matter altogether, because really you're saying that you're going to the nation and saying, hey, we've been wrong about the GST. I think it's a good idea to bring it back. I don't know whether that will happen.
It's definitely a very political issue. Yeah. So it's probably not going to be something that we see anytime soon, or at least not with the same name. Maybe we'll just wind up seeing same tax.
Some other iteration of it.
A rose by any other name that smells sweet.
Exactly.
Well, guys, I mean, we've been enjoying a very low inflation rate lately. So my concern now, I mean, all this talk and about GST and now with the digital tax. Now, on the surface, it seems like digital tax is going to cost the company that are actually doing business. But in fact, actually, the Malaysian version of digital tax, it's going to be tax on the consumer itself. The consumer who are going to pay the additional 6% tax is going to be collected by the company.
The rich consumers.
Right?
Mm. Okay. And then the redistribution happens back to the B40, right?
So that's the case. But there are a lot of businesses out there that also utilizes all these services. For example, the Google, Amazon services, cloud services. And if there is an increase, whether or not there is a chance that costs are going to be passed down to the consumers, and these are not just rich consumers.
It's at the middle class, right?
The middle class.
So you question whether this tax is a tax on the middle class.
Just speaking, whether or not GST includes a digital, it is going to lead again to high inflation, which was the case why GST was taken off in the first place.
But this is going to be a continuing conversation as we head into the 1st January implementation date for the digital tax, as well as we head into budget 2020 announcements. Right now, though, we have the 7:30 news coming up for you, and after that, more international stories. So be sure to stay tuned to BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.